I awoke in darkness. My head pounded like someone had stuck it inside a church organ and mashed down all the keys. Once I'd been invited to a prep school party at some girl's fancy East Village penthouse. I met a group of stoners out on the fire escape. What's the collective noun for a group of stoners? I'm going with a bakery. Downed half a bottle of Southern Comfort and woke up under a bush in Central Park wearing my panties on my head. The hangover had felt something like this. Ow. Owie. Ow. I tried to grab my head to shove my brains back inside. The ground twisted out from beneath me, and my body lurched. I reached out a hand to steady myself. Only instead of a wall or the brass head of my bed, my fingers slammed into some kind of slippery fabric. Huh? What? I lurched again, and through the fog in my brain, I registered that I wasn't stationary. My ass jabbed against something hard, and my body jerked and jostled as I was shuffled by invisible hands. I threw out my arms, shoving against the fabric that held me, and my mind searched for a memory of what happened. I'm not hungover. I've hit my head, and now I'm being moved. Fuck, she's woken up. A muffled voice reached my ears from the other side of the fabric barrier. Dorian, you idiot. You didn't use enough of that stuff. Heather. Dorian. With the hiss of those words, the memories came back to me. Climbing the stairs to my room and encountering that horrid vision, Claire's face staring at me from the gloom. Her mouth opened in a silent scream as shadows twisted from her body, reaching for me. Staggering back into the arms of an assailant, fighting with two shadowy figures. The hand over my mouth. The sweet smell in my nostrils as whatever drug they gave me dragged me into oblivion. And now? I was trapped inside some sort of enormous bag. The kind of bag a romance reader would bring along to a book signing. And the bag was moving, being carried along by Heather and Dorian.
It's tough to hold something over her mouth when she's just kicked you in the testicles.
Dorian's voice cut through me like a knife.
If you had nuts, Heather, you'd understand.
I've got more balls than you ever have, Heather laughed. I'm willing to do whatever is necessary to succeed. She wasn't lying. Nothing about Heather shocked me now, but Dorian? Dorian the dickweasel. Hot anger rose inside me. Dorian had convinced me he was on my side. I trusted him. He made me agree that he could continue to torment me for Madame Usher's benefit, but in private, he was supposed to be mine. He let me believe that we would play my composition together for the world to hear, for his parents to hear. But it was all a lie. Instead, he and Heather drugged me and kidnapped me, and were taking me fuck knows where. I gave him my heart, and he'd ripped it to pieces in front of me. Sound the fuck trumpets. I'm so stupid. My ass bounced on something hard, cracking my tailbone. I howled as pain rocketed up my spine. Shut her up! Heather yelled.
Don't be so dramatic. No one will hear her out here,
Dorian said.
We've come far enough. Let's leave her and get back to the party.
The bag dropped on a hard surface, jolting my throbbing tailbone. Someone kicked the side of the bag, driving the wind from my lungs. I doubled over, gasping for air as fresh pain bloomed across my temples. Outside, Heather giggled. Now that's what I call taking out the trash. You can't leave me here. I punched the side of the bag. We just did. Heather called back, her voice already distant. I imagined her flipping her perfect, honey blonde hair over her shoulder as she linked arms with Dorian.